Welcome to Refresh, a podcast designed to revive, recharge, and renew your faith and give you the tools to follow Jesus. Refresh comes to you from the Salvation Army in Gwinnett County, Georgia. We meet in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or online on Facebook and YouTube at Sal Army Gwinnett. We are excited that you have joined us this week and pray that God will bring His Word to life. And now, for our speaker.
Happy Easter. I know what you're waiting for. It's coming. But before I jump in and I get started this morning, you're going to have to just give me a moment. It has been a beautiful community worship today. And I will be honest with you up front that I have been already reflecting on what's to come for us and my family, and realizing that today will be my last opportunity to share this message with you on Easter Sunday. And so you'll have to be with me, or bear with me, of course, as I am in this position, and that I have had the privilege of preaching this gospel, not only for many Sundays, but on Easter's, the Sunday in which our entire faith hangs on. And so I'm not going to try to be fancy. I'm not going to try to be, you know, some creative thing. On this Easter Sunday, I just want to tell you the gospel. I want to tell you the truth. And I hope that's okay, because I'm hoping that many of you have come to seek for it. And so I say, Happy Easter. You see, today is the day that we celebrate three words. Three words that have changed our lives. Now, sometimes you may kind of live in a way that perhaps isn't of that, but those three words have changed our life. It's the day when we see the power of what three words can have. I mean, the powerful statement of these three words is remarkable. Now, on Friday, we were in this room, we were in this place, and we kind of really saw then that it only took three words to rob us of all hope. But today, we celebrate that it took only three words to change everything. This is the day where we go from "it is finished" to "he is risen." Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Because of those three words, my friends, it means that you and I, that each of us in this room, have been given direct access to the living God, to direct access of salvation has been given to us as a gift. We, my friends, have been given eternal life. No one else can do that. Now, I understand, listen, I know more than most, that many of us have heard the Easter story or the Easter message a time or two. We've perhaps grew up in the church. Maybe we can tell the story, and we have found creative ways and even to tell it. We understand, and I know that many of us do understand what took place on that day, the importance that it has. And in fact, I know for a fact, I know that that day and what that day has meant to us has changed many of our lives. We used to be this, but now we're that. And many of us can relate to this. But I also know that there is a world that has not heard the good news of Easter. the truth that Jesus has risen from the dead and that he sits on the throne still today. Even now, as we're in this room, as I'm standing at this pulpit preaching his story, he is on the throne ruling. And I want to be clear that my authority or my words or anything that I say from this place does not ever take place of his words and his authority. Now, there are some who see the resurrection perhaps only as an event, something that happened on a calendar, or it just took place in a moment in history. And I want to tell you that there are those who feel that Easter maybe is something to be debated or maybe doubted or even proved if we need to go down that path. But the resurrection is not just an event. It is a living and breathing message that changes lives. This is it. You see, without the resurrection, the scripture would have absolutely no power or authority. Without it, there's nothing. The prophets would no longer be validated in the scripture. We can just breeze through those because none of them would be validated. The church, the one in which that we are gathered, and not the building, but the people, the church would be built on sandy foundations because its walls would only be held up by the words of man. But he is risen. Those three words mean that the scriptures were fulfilled. It means that the prophets were speaking with the voice of God. And it means that the church has a firm foundation. It means this, that salvation is real, that eternal life is waiting for us. And it means that he will be returning again. Friends, this is not a dead gospel. This is not a dead story. But it is a story that has not finished yet. You see, we're right now waiting in the middle of it. See, we look at the scripture and we think that it's all the action has already happened. No, that was just the setup. Listen, we are now in a season of Advent once again. And that Advent, that awaiting, is going to be for the return of our Messiah, the return of Jesus. And that day is coming. All of the scriptures, all of them, from the moment you start and in the beginning to all the way through, point. They point to the one who is to come and bring hope to the world. And so from the moment we open the word, it's pointing us into a direction of one who is coming, not just for the people of that day, but for the people of today. You see, the scriptures call them many things. They call them different names, and there are different pieces in history where a revelation was given to someone or an experience was had. But you see, when we look in the scripture, he is referred to the blessing as the blessing of Abraham to all nations. That he is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He's the man who wrestled with Jacob, the voice from the burning bush. He is the kinsman redeemer found in Ruth, the suffering servant from Isaiah 53. He's the good shepherd that David sings about in Psalm 23. He's the Lion of Judah. He's the Passover Lamb. He is the one who just a week ago we were celebrating something different. He is the one who entered Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, who would be led to the slaughter like a lamb, who would be hung on the cross for the sins of the world that cursed him. For the same world that beat him, spit him, and executed him. And he hung there, my friends, I must tell you, that he hung there willfully, knowing that the death that was coming to him was meant for us. However, the cross would have been forgotten if it was not for the resurrection. You see, without the resurrection, his death on the cross would have only been remembered by his close few friends, maybe those that were there present on that day, and maybe for a generation. But the truth is, without the resurrection, it would have been forgotten as generations have moved on. But I'm going to tell you that no one has been able to forget what happened on that very first Easter Sunday. This is because no one has ever done it before or since it took place. It was worth remembering. It turns out that Jesus not only surprised his disciples by what he did, but he also surprised death itself. You see, death is used to having the last word. You see, he's very accustomed to having the final say. That once he shows up, once he comes knocking, he knows that you can't turn him away. Nothing or no one has ever challenged death's authority until Jesus. You see, on that Easter Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. Not because someone else rose him from the dead. We have to make sure we're clear about that. Not because somebody else came and rose him, and not because somebody else's power and authority brought him back, but exclusively by his own authority. Let me tell you what this means. This means that in death, beyond death, there is a spiritual world. You see, there is life beyond what is here. And in that world, in that spiritual world, in that place, Jesus is the King of Kings. And let me tell you what this means. That the King of Kings, by his own free will, stepped from his power and authority in this spiritual world to come and enter into a world where death runs rampant. And he came into this place. See, in this world, when the King came and he entered into our world with the sole exclusive mind of you there, coming into bringing salvation, having you as the reason for coming down. And when he came into this space, he took on flesh, just like you and me. But this came at a cost. You see, in this world, when he was here in this place, death had the authority to consume him. But in that world, in that spiritual place, death bows at his feet. Now, let me tell you what this also tells us. It tells us that there is a direct connection between these two spiritual worlds. These two worlds. That there is a direct connection of them. That the power and the authority displayed in the spiritual world hold the same power and authority in this world. And how do we know this? How do we know about these two worlds coming together? The resurrection. The resurrection is the thing that showed us that the two worlds are connected. That the kingship of Jesus is real. It gave authority to the words that he spoke in this world. Words that we must take to heart. And so, if I can, for the short few more months that I have the privilege of being the appointed shepherd here in Gwinnett County. Just take a moment and speak clear and with authority. The death and resurrection of Jesus has always and will always be for the sole purpose of saving us from a spiritual world that has fallen short from the kingdom of God. There is a kingdom of evil and sin. That kingdom is also fighting for you. It has a high interest in you. You see, that kingdom has you also on its mind. But I must warn you that this particular kingdom's intentions are not pure. You see, it only seeks death and destruction. It is on the hunt for hearts that are not connected to the living vine. And there is no stopping it. For the enemy is like a wolf whose fangs have already bitten into its prey and has the taste of its blood. But fear not. Fear not. For Isaiah said that the Christ will become a sanctuary to those who seek after him and a stumbling block to those who oppose him. You see, the wolf flees at the sight of the shepherd who comes and stands before his people. And he stands in front of us with the enemy before us, and he holds there with his staff and his rod, and the enemy and the wolf flees from him. Take heart and be steadfast. I want to tell you this morning that his love for you is greater, even beyond, more than just the freedom from the burdens of this world. And listen, I know there are many. But his love for us is to save us from a kingdom of darkness. And any acts of healing or blessings or miracles that are performed by the Messiah, by Jesus, which there are many that he still is doing today. But any acts of healing and blessings and miracles which give us relief now are to show us his authority in the earthly things so that we can put our faith in him in the spiritual ones. They are to point us to a life that is to come. My friends, this truth, this gospel, saves our lives. A lot of us are really focused here, of course, by what's in front of us. Easter Sunday is a day of celebration in the church because it is the day in which we get to continually celebrate year after year after year the freedom that Christ has given us. But sometimes we mistaken the freedom that Christ has given us as freedom from something only of this world, or something that is only temporarily given to us. But what Christ gives us is eternal. It is for everlasting. It doesn't grow weary or tired. It doesn't just last because it's the flavor of the month or a trend that perhaps is only right now. But what Christ has given us is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the thing that we can receive from him is, yes, he is highly interested and concerned with all of the burdens that we are facing right now. He is highly interested that if you are struggling with your faith or have doubt, he wants to be there for that walk. He understands if you have financial troubles. He knows that these things are required for us to provide for our families. He knows when we are just stumbling and we are tripping over the same things over and over again. Christ knows and wants to be with us in those things. But we must remember that those things come and they go. But Christ is the same forever. He stands in the gap for all. And so, with this gift that's been given to us, what must I do then to be saved from the kingdom of darkness? What must take place? If death has already been defeated, then why is the enemy still on the hunt? Why are we still battling this stuff? Why are we still dealing with all of these things? And it comes down to really just one simple word. Believe. Easter Sunday is the annual opportunity for us to believe. For us to maybe reestablish a connection that has been lost. Or to start a new connection to the Holy One. You see, we must believe. When we believe, we find hope. We find grace. We find purpose. We find joy, and we find truth, and we find clarity. And friends, we find salvation. And so this morning, I'm going to invite Nick to come to the piano. This morning, there may be some of us who are seeking after that hope. If you are seeking grace or purpose, joy, truth, and clarity, I offer you something that is directly opposes what the world has to offer. As truth is redefined by the world time and time again, I offer you a truth that has been the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I offer you the one who can turn your doubt into unshakable faith. The hardest part of faith, my friends, I will tell you now up front, the very hardest part of faith is always, always the first step. That's always the hardest part. Stepping towards something that you may not fully understand is hard. But I promise He will meet you and He will reveal Himself to you. And now to those of us who maybe have taken the step of faith already or perhaps a long time ago, to the ones who can testify of all of these things, ones that perhaps are connected strongly to the living vine, or ones that are slowly starting to fade away perhaps, I urge you to continue the race. And you know what I mean when I say that. To continue the race. Because the journey can be long, and I know that our faith can grow weary. But be steadfast. Jesus has not forsaken you. If you have strayed, the shepherd is calling out your name. He is seeking after the lost sheep. He has not left you behind. He is coming with His staff and His rod. He is calling loudly. And I want you to stay close to Him so that you can hear His voice when He calls. Because His voice brings a spirit of protection over you. It brings a sense of home, a sense of love, a sense of care. For the shepherd's always intention is to embrace. He doesn't keep us outside the pasture. Hey, listen, Get it together out there, and then I'll let you in. No, he doesn't do this. He comes out there, and he says, I've been looking for you. Come. Come back home. We have missed you. Stay close to him so that you can hear his voice. And may I give this last word to all of us. We must not, and we must be careful to not look for life among the dead. No. Don't seek for life among things that are dying, that are dead, that are disconnected. No. The angel came and said, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. We must cling our lives, both physical and spiritual, to things that are living, to the vine, to the holy, to Jesus. He will give us life. And so this morning, I just offer an opportunity that perhaps you want to come and just experience Jesus maybe for the first time. I'm seeking, I'm not really too sure about this. Well, I'll invite you to come down and I would love to pray with you, or any of us would. Or maybe we are connected to, we know Jesus. But Lord, I have burdens that I can't get over. I just can't see past them. I feel like I'm wandering out here, and I just can't find my way back home. Maybe I haven't heard your voice in a little while, and I just want to be back with the shepherd. Maybe this is, I just want to create an opportunity where we can just come and be with him. Because he will respond. He won't leave you hanging. Create in me a pure heart, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Thank you for listening to Refresh. Be sure to hit subscribe and like us on Facebook and YouTube to never miss an episode. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends and family. We pray that you will be refreshed and ready to take on your week. See you next time. God bless.